Section 2. Further reading. Application of pre-stressed concrete. Pre-stressed concrete, when properly designed and fabricated, can be virtually crack-free under normal service loads as well as under moderate overload. This is believed to be an advantage in structures exposed to corrosive atmospheres in service. Pre-stressed concrete efficiently utilizes high-strength concretes and steels and is economically even with long spans. Reinforced concrete flexural members cannot be designed to be crack-free, cannot efficiently utilize high-strength concrete except in compression members, and are not economical for long-span flexural members. A number of other statements can be made in favor of pre-stressed concrete, but there are bona fide objections to the use of this material under specific conditions. Among the more significant advantages of this material are that in many structural applications, pre-stressed concrete is lower in first cost than other types of construction, and, in many cases, if the reduced maintenance cost inherent in concrete construction is taken into account, pre-stressed concrete offers the most economical solution. Its benefits have been well confirmed by the very rapid increase in the use of linear pre-stressed concrete that has taken place in the United States since its introduction in the late 1940s. It is well known that the advantages of low first cost and maintenance, real economy, outweigh intangible advantages that may be claimed except for very special conditions. The precautions that engineers must observe in designing and constructing pre-stressed concrete structures differ from those required for reinforced concrete structures. Some of these precautions are discussed here, but others, such as those related to specific construction practices and safety of workers, are not. The prudent engineer will keep informed on such precautions and other considerations through the trade and technical literature. Pre-stressing versus post-tensioning. It is generally considered impractical to use post-tensioning on very short members because the elongation of a short tendon during stressing is small and requires very precise measurement. In addition, some post-tensioning systems do not function very well with short tendons. A number of short members can be made in series on a pre-tensioning bench without difficulty and with no need for precise measurement of the tendon elongation during stressing. Relatively long tendon lengths result from making a number of short members in series. It has been pointed out that very large members may be more economical when cast in place and post-tensioned, or when precast and post-tensioned near the job site, compared to transporting and handling large pre-tensioned structural members that are cast off-site. Post-tensioning allows the tendons to be placed through structural elements on smooth curves of any desired path. Pre-tensioned tendons can be employed on other than straight paths, but not without expensive plant facilities and somewhat complicated construction procedures. Because post-tensioning tendons can be installed in holes performed in precast concrete elements or segments, they can be used to pre-stress a number of small precast elements together to form a single large structural member. This technique, frequently referred to as segmental construction. The cost of post-tension tendons measured in either cost per pound of pre-stressing steel or cost per pound of effective pre-stressing force generally is significantly greater than the cost of pre-tension tendons because of the larger amount of labor required in placing, stressing, and grouting, where applicable, post-tension tendons, as well as the cost of special anchorage devices and stressing equipment. On the other hand, a post-tensioned member may require less total pre-stressing force than an equally strong pre-tensioned member. For this reason, one must be careful when comparing the relative costs of these modes of pre-stressing. The basic shape of an efficient pre-tensioned flexural member may be different from the most economical shape that can be found for a post-tensioned design. This is particularly true of moderate and long span members and somewhat complicates any generalization about which method is best under such conditions. Post-tensioning generally is regarded as a method of making pre-stressed concrete at job site, yet post-tension beams often are made in pre-casting plants and transported to the job site. Pre-tensioning often is thought of as a method of manufacturing that is limited to permanent pre-casting plants, yet on very large projects where pre-tensioned elements are to be utilized, it is not uncommon for the general contractor to set up a temporary pre-tensioning plant at or near the job site. Each method of making pre-stressed concrete has particular theoretical and practical advantages and disadvantages, which will become more apparent after the principles are well understood. A final determination of the mode of pre-stressing that should be used on any particular project can be made only after careful consideration of the structural requirements and the economic factors that prevail for the particular project.